This is the Urban Business Roundtable, presented by Ariel Investments.
And we're back to the Urban Business Roundtable, presented by Ariel Investments. I'm Roland S. Martin. In this week's Profile of Leadership and Success, UBR correspondent Angelique Westerfield introduces us to an entrepreneur who started out as a professional athlete, then turned himself into a business mogul. This man was once a top NCAA basketball player for Marquette University. He was drafted by the Detroit Pistons in 1978 and dreamed of being number one in the NBA, but tables turned. In 1978, the Pistons released his contract, and he had to take his professional career in another direction. Where did he go? Straight to the top of the business world. Following her report, we'll hear this week's inspiration and motivation from our very own entrepreneur and UBR motivational speaker, Curtis R. Monday. Angelique?
Thanks, Roland. It's not what happens to you, it's how you handle it. Ulysses Payne Jr. has lived by these words throughout his professional career. He is an attorney and a businessman of several ventures in the field of sports, global trade compliance, and petroleum. Payne received a Juris Doctorate from Marquette University's Law School in 1982 and has held the position of Commissioner of Securities for the state of Wisconsin. He also worked as a securities lawyer for one of the largest law firms in the country, Foley and Lardner.
I spent time working on raising of capital by investment banking firms like Merrill Lynch and Shearson Lehman Brothers, and worked on behalf of companies who bought and sold businesses using their securities, their stocks, and their bonds.
During his time as a securities lawyer and state commissioner, Payne observed how foreign companies accessed U.S. capital markets and purchased U.S. companies. He wanted to further his knowledge of global trade and securities. So, he enrolled in a master's program for international law at the University of London in London, England.
My thought was to learn about this global trade of securities by going abroad to study. I was fortunate to work for law firms that had great clients that had global activity. As a result, I've been fortunate to visit 34 countries on all continents except Australia, and representing U.S. and non-U.S. companies, working with local legal counsel in many cities around the world to make sure our clients got the best treatment in the local market.
Payne was then promoted as chair of the international business team and soon became the first African-American managing partner at Foley and Lardner. He was asked to lead a Major League Baseball team after only 5 months as managing partner. In 2002, Payne then became the first African-American CEO and president of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Our focus was on winning, so winning is an attitude, winning is a habit. The second piece is understanding how you made the money in sports. People aren't sensitive to pricing if you're winning. If you're winning, they'll pay whatever ticket price there is, and they'll come dressed in their team memorabilia to show their support. We reached out to our customers, and we found that in business, it's either product out or customer in. And product out is when you create a product and you try to shove it down someone's throat. Product in, which was ask the customer what they want. And once you give them what they want, they're buying it. You're not selling it.
Payne started up his own company, Addison Clifton, an advisory of global trade compliance solutions, with offices in Wisconsin and China.
9/11 brought everybody to a different level of awareness regarding supply chain security throughout the world. So we formed Addison Clifton, which I named after my grandfather's first names, to provide global trade compliance solutions, working with the State Department, the Commerce Department, importers and exporters that require licenses to send their goods and import their goods from around the world. We've hosted presidents and officials from around the world. We do a lot of work in China. I go 4 or 5 times a year. We have Chinese interns that work for us who teach us Chinese every Friday. And so we do things to keep it interesting, and we often are multitasking.
Payne is also the president and co-owner of Esquire Petroleum.
Esquire Petroleum is a wholesale distributor of branded mobile gasoline. And we acquired a real estate owned by ExxonMobil back in February 2007.
Annual revenue for Esquire is estimated between $10 to $20 million.
Esquire Petroleum has two owners. One owner is called Sassafras Net, which is an LLC that I own and manage, president of, and we own 60% of Esquire. Sassafras Net has gone on its own and acquired sites from BP, all in the city of Chicago, and we also became a distributor, and we also had a supply agreement for 8 other sites.
Payne plans for expansion in the alternative fuel market.
There's certain areas where they're buying more of the flex fuel cars, who will take ethanol blended products. Biodiesel is also in demand. And so we are continuing to explore the ability for us to access this, but also we got to be able to distribute it in a cost-efficient way. We also have plans to construct some of our own gas stations, in which we clearly are going to have solar panels on the canopy, solar-powered garbage cans outside, do all those things that become part of the green movement, because customer in, if that's what the customer is demanding, we must provide it.
Ulyss Payne Jr. has secured himself as an accomplished international businessman and lawyer. For the Urban Business Roundtable, I'm Angelique Westerfield.